AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Jersey City, New Jersey Mayor Steve Phillips says GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump was plain wrong in his claim that Muslims in Jersey City were cheering the 9/11 attacks.
There was never any instances, or it can't be substantiated because it never happened.
After Trump made his claim twice over the weekend, fellow Republican Ben Carson claimed he, too, saw the video. The only video found of people cheering the attacks came from some Middle Eastern countries, but there is no evidence in news archives of any mass celebration in Jersey City. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says most of the 17 people shot and wounded at a crowded park by rival gunmen were young.
11 under the age of 21 years old. And one of the victims, unfortunately, may never walk again.
The shooting started after one large group gathered for a block party. A second wanted to shoot a music video. Landrieu says his police will find all the gunmen who ran away after shooting into the crowd yesterday.
You can't run. You can't hide. We're going to find you. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to hold you accountable. And we're going to put you behind bars.
British Prime Minister David Cameron edges his country closer to armed attacks on the Islamic State group in Syria. Cameron telling reporters after meeting with French President Hollande that he wants Parliament to give his government permission to launch air raids.
I firmly support the action that President Hollande has taken to strike ISIL in Syria, and it's my firm conviction that Britain should do so too.
Hollande has called on the U.S. and other nations to increase cooperation and coordination in attacking the radical group. He's scheduled to meet with President Obama tomorrow in Washington. The Paris attacks, claimed by the Islamic State group, left 130 people dead, hundreds of others wounded. On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow's down 30. The Nasdaq has lost 2. This is AP Radio News. Prince Charles, in an interview with Sky News taped before the Paris attacks, says an intense drought he blames on climate change played a crucial role leading up to the Syrian civil war.
It has a huge impact on what is happening. We never deal with the underlying root cause, which regrettably is what we're doing to our natural environment.
Charles's interview is seen as a prelude to a speech planned for a global climate conference in Paris next week. The financial services firm Deloitte surveyed 1,000 people about what they plan to spend during the holiday shopping season. Retail Vice Chairman Rod Side says they were a bit surprised when they found the holiday spending could top an estimated 4% increase this year.
Consumers are actually much more optimistic than we were in terms of how much they plan to spend and how much their spend is projected to increase.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.